Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 37. Embrace your time trials. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes, because we all need to know where you're at.
Doug, your work is done. You've peaked for the day. Thank you.
Or maybe it should, we all need to know where we're at, not you're at. I know where you're at. You're right there.
And I'm Gerard.
And I'm Doug.
Fantastic.
Here we go again.
Everyone else knows where we're at now too. All right, great. Look, we're here to talk time trials. And we'll get into that in a minute. Probably touch on last episode. We used Doug as the guinea pig. Took him away, gave him some things to think about, and look, at the time of recording, he hasn't had a chance to put those into practice yet, but we're going to come back and find out about those in the future.
You were very honest. I was just going to make something up. You know, broke all sorts of records because of some almonds.
Well, that's what will happen, obviously, obviously.
Put a new meaning to the word go nuts. So, although it's not too soon to talk about that with you.
Never too soon.
Okay, excellent. So yeah, some practical advice. That's what we're about.
Yeah, absolutely. And our practical advice from last time, episode 36, was fueling your training. Okay, we really want to make sure that you're well fueled to get the best out of your performance in those sessions that are all about improving your performance. You can recover from those. And something we didn't really talk about then is, particularly those swim squads, it's really important. We've stressed the body with that. We want to recover, not even for our next training, but just so that we can perform in life. We've got to go to work. We've got to be on. We've got to be sharp.
Yep.
Then you get home at the end of the day, you've got a family or partner or whatever it is. So, yeah, it's not just all about the training. It's for life as well.
Yeah, and I think one of the takeaways that I took away was just about, you know, it's about real food,
yes,
but just at the right time.
Yeah.
And the thing that resonated with me that you mentioned was, because sometimes almost all of us are about, oh, if I could lose an extra kg, then going up that hill on the bike or that run's going to be just that little bit easier. So you actually saying sometimes you've got to eat more.
Yes.
Just because that's the right thing, whether it be more so you can do the next hard session or more so that you are recovering from a hard session you've just done.
Yeah.
It's quite a difficult concept, for some people.
It is, absolutely.
Particularly when it's about, you know, more of the right things, home and picking out on whatever, you know, the leftover lasagna in the fridge or whatever.
Yeah. Guess what I had for lunch? Okay, anyway, enough about me.
Yeah, you talked all about me last time. Your turn will come.
All right.
So before we jump in to time trials, which are not everybody's favourite subject, you've got some lined up for us.
I have.
There are some in people's schedules.
Yep. So our squad here in Wellington, we're going to be doing various time trials on a regular basis. And I can hear the moans and groans already. Because those days where I front up at swim squad and say, guess what, kids? It's time trial day. That never goes down very well. And I'm lucky to walk out of there alive. Because no one loves these things, do they?
Well, interestingly, I think you've moved away from that and you now make people aware of it and even make people get motivated and do it on their own.
Yeah.
Which is actually quite interesting mentally. Forget the physical aspect.
Yeah.
But mentally. We might be able to discuss that a little bit later as well.
Well, I would actually like to do them in squad more. But the problem is our lanes are chock-a-full with people of quite similar speeds, so it's really difficult to get a really true result for each person.
Understood.
So by sending people away to do it in those holiday times when we have a break, that's the time to get your honest and own picture of where your swimming's at.
Yep. So time trials for swimming, time trials for running.
Yeah.
Do you do one for – how do you – you don't do one for cycling is –
Yes.
Or you do the power test.
Yeah, that's right. For people with heart rate monitors, with power meters, then we do these tests to set the training zones. And look, 99% of people hate doing these things. They'll be dreading them for the nights leading up to it and quite often avoid doing them. Okay. And I completely understand that. I came from the same place myself. Over time, though, I guess I've recognised there's a lot of benefits in doing them.
Yeah, and I think that's the question everyone's going to say, why?
Yeah.
I think I sort of know the answer, but you're the expert, so why do we do them? Why?
Why do you want to do them? What?
So I want to do them so that I can assess whether I'm improving.
Perfect.
And beyond that, it will then set a new baseline for something we've talked about a lot previously, zones.
Yeah.
So that when I am training, I'm in the right zone for what...
For where your fitness is at right now.
Yeah. And for what you've asked me to do. 30 minutes, moderate.
Yeah.
If I haven't done a time trial for 4 years, how do I know what moderate is?
Yeah. You got it.
Should we just finish? Oh, and that's us.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. Because as you go through training, you're often tired at times during training. And you're so close to it is that you can't feel those changes in performance on a day-to-day basis. So you've got to have those occasional times where you step back, you have a bit of recovery, then you go, okay, let's test what I'm capable of. And look, as much as they are tests, they are also another form of training because they're tough sessions. They've got some intensity in them. And so you're getting physical training benefit, but also mental benefit. Because in training, we never really push ourselves to the limit. Okay, we always want to be just shy of that limit because we don't want to tip over the edge. Okay, but in races, we want to go to our limit. We want to learn to be our absolute best there. So doing time trials along the way is one stepping stone to working out for yourself what your limits are and how you respond to being put under pressure in those situations. The mental side of it is just huge.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, if you're doing a time trial, you know, you use the 5K run, you know, as fast as you can. No more instructions needed.
Yep.
And you're right. It, physically, clearly it's hard.
Yeah.
And mentally, the brain saying, oh, just back off a bit. Just back off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, okay. So, yeah, it's a physical as well as a mental test and physical and mental training.
Absolutely, big time. And I think the thing that I was just having a chat to someone about this recently, the thing that I think puts the dread into a lot of people is the fear of failure of, well, what if I'm not as good as last time? What does that say about me? What if everyone else has improved and I haven't? It comes loaded with some judgment and fear about that. So it's really, really important that when you're going to do these things is that you are prepared to put that aside, okay? Because it's not about judging you. It's about learning where you're at any point in time.
Yeah, and I'm not the coach. You're the coach. But if somebody did go backwards or not improve, you would then review the training.
Absolutely.
And make the necessary tweaks because you would have hoped that there would be an improvement.
Yeah.
So the results of the TT can be used in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's very good reasons why people don't perform in those because the baby's been up all night and they're absolutely beat.
Yeah.
Or they've had an injury, training has been down because of illness, whatever it might be. There's completely legit reasons. You do not have to, or you will not be better every single time. But we want to be able to separate those from the, okay, well, we haven't gone forward quite as far as we hoped to in training. Let's look at what we need to do.
Yeah. So you talked about, you know, it's a physical and a mental challenge.
Mm.
The mental bit beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, how do you get yourself ready for these things when you've seen it in the schedule?
It's all very well to say don't lose sleep over it. Yeah, the realities I think will be a bit different. There'll always be an element of an anxiety for a lot of people. But really, please don't stress as little as you can. Fear it as little as you can. Okay.
I suppose you play a little bit of a game, really, and treat it like it's the night before an event or the days leading up to an event.
Absolutely, because that's you're going to experience those same kind of emotions getting close to an event, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, really learn about what's going on in your brain and your body at those stages, so that when you get to the event, you've got a few strategies for dealing with it.
And if you're thinking about goals, things that you want to achieve,
yeah,
time trial, time is in the name.
Yeah.
Now, I know we've talked about trying to move away from time-based goals.
Mm.
It, not so easy in this case, surely.
Yeah, look, you're right. But if last time you ran your 5K race in 25 minutes, saying, this time I want to run it in 24, that's not going to do anything to help you actually do that. That's just a wish or a dream. And it's not something that you can use while you're in there to really keep yourself going. So goals, quite often for these kind of tests, they are around the mental side of it. It's, okay, I remember last time I started too fast. I got caught up in the bunch, the excitement of it. So this time I might actually start a little bit slower. I'll be prepared to hold myself back, even though I feel fresh and I feel like I can beat, what's his name, the sprinter, Usain Bolt. I'm not going to, okay?
Yeah.
Or it might be the other end of it. Well, I get to the three quarters mark and I'm gasping for breath and it's hurting. And I know that I back off and I kind of just quietly quit a bit at that stage. It's those kind of goals that I think are really useful to have.
Yeah. And I still struggle a little bit with the not time-based goals. But now that you've mentioned that, that's interesting. Because this is not time-based at all. And I'm almost repeating what you said. But if you did feel like in the 5K run, the last 2K were really hard and you were running out of steam, then how about just go out that little bit easier and maybe a negative split, feel that you run the second half of the 5K faster.
Yeah.
So it's not time-based.
Yep.
It's about physical feel. It's a mental. It's something you can think about, and then the result will be the result.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
I did just repeat what you'd said, but it's...
That's what you're here for. You'll say it in different ways, and that's going to make sense. To some crazy people out there.
Yeah, okay. So you've always said I'm the talker. What about, you know, mentally when you're in the TT?
Yeah.
You know, the brains, you start talking to yourself.
Yeah, and often that talk is quite negative. It's, all this is hurting. It's like, oh, I'm slowing down. These people are running away from me. For a lot of people, that's the barrier. It's that negative little devil that's sitting on your shoulder saying all these things to you.
Is there something magic that you can... Well, there's no magic. It's down to a lot of hard work sometimes. But what sort of things should you be...
So I posted an article on Facebook recently about this, which it was about turning that around. So rather about being, I can't do this, or me, it's imagining, what if your coach or your best friend or someone was sitting there to support you? What would they be saying?
Gotcha.
They would be saying, you can do this.
Yeah. Okay?
They would be saying, check your form. You might be slouching a bit. You're looking a bit tired. It's those things that someone else is telling you. Use those kind of words to tell yourself those things.
Yeah. It's interesting stuff. And I know you see people in races, they have things written on their hand.
Yeah.
Just little messages that are probably from outside parties, whether it be something that one of their kids said or the grandmother or just finding something that's a positive message.
Yeah, something inspiring, something motivating.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. It's, we want to override that negativity.
But even with all of that, it's going to hurt, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Because we are here to test your limits. We are see the best that you can possibly do over any kind of distance or time. So it's going to hurt, no doubt about it. So if you brace yourself for that and you acknowledge it's going to hurt, then already subconsciously in your brain, you've planted the seed. And when you get to that point, you go, okay, I knew it was going to hurt. This isn't a surprise.
Yeah.
It was always going to. I'm prepared for that rather than being shocked and horrified at it.
Yeah, and yes, we'll all go at different speeds and do different times, but these things don't go on forever. Yeah, as you said, you know, if someone's running 5 minute k's, it's a 25 minutes for the 5k.
And the
swim time trial, you very nicely break it down into some shorter efforts and then give predicted times for sort of Olympic distance and half Ironman swims, etc. So it is a small moment,
that's it,
where you just got to give it all.
Yeah,
and then it's done.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you until the next time.
And it's quite common for people to get to the end and go, oh, I probably could have gone 1% harder. And sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But don't leave that to question. You want to feel like you really did leave it out there.
And that is why you shouldn't avoid them, because if you avoid them, if you say, oh, I probably could have done a little bit harder, well, if you'd done one 6 weeks ago and that's what you'd thought, then this time you would have gone harder.
Yeah.
So it's, again, it's another one of those non-time-based goals. It's like, do you know what? I went over the finish line and I probably felt I could have done it a bit more.
Yeah.
So tuck that away. Next time you're there, do a little bit more.
And it often takes 2 or 3 or 4 goes at these time trials to actually work out how to do them and find your limits. I remember a couple of years ago when we were doing the heart rate tests and you did one with the squad, we got some numbers, and then you went away and did another one a few weeks later because you didn't think they were quite right, and you did better and better. Mm. And it took a few goes to really find the true picture for you and what your limits are.
Yeah, and I think that you're dead right. I'm not going to repeat what you just said. Because it is. How fast can you run for 5K? As hard as you can. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you do it once. I probably could have gone faster. All right. Well, let's just wait till next time.
We'll learn from it and we'll do something different next time.
Yeah.
Too right. I was talking about bracing for those real tough moments. And visualizing is kind of a form of that. So if you do have some anxiety about it beforehand, just take a few quiet moments. Sit there and visualize yourself there doing that time trial and go, okay, this is how it's going to feel when I start. As I get to this point, I know it's going to be getting tough. This is what I'm going to do, and really set yourself up for success that way.
Yeah. And you talked about that outside, that positive outside influence or phrases.
Yeah.
Not so easy in a swim time trial, but the 5K run, we tend to use an event, a park run, which is out and back. If you've got the breath, give people a shout.
Yeah.
Even just a wave, just that little bit of encouragement,
yep.
Particularly if you're on your way back and they're still on their way out, it helps.
Yeah, too right.
And hey, at the end of the day, we're a squad, so let's support everybody.
And look, that's why we go to Park Run to do it, that we used to do them just ourselves, our squad around Oriental Bay, and those were good, but Park Run, there's that many more people out there, you just get buoyed along by the energy of that. So doing them with other people will help you to achieve your best, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Now, once you've done these things and you're like, we've stopped swearing under our breath and mentioning Gerard's name, what do you do with there's a time.
Yeah.
As you know, how long it took. What do you do with the numbers?
Yeah. Okay. I guess when you get a number back at the end of it, then the first thing is, okay, was that the best I could do on that day? Hopefully, yes. There might be those circumstances like, okay, the baby was up all night, those kind of things, and you go, okay, I wasn't at my best, I know I can do better. But if you go, yep, I gave it everything I could, then accept the result, okay? Really important not to judge yourself, not, oh, I'm hopeless, I didn't get faster, or comparing to other people. It's not about that. It's about just recognizing where things are at for you right now. But also really useful to keep track of them over time, because we do want you to come back and repeat these things so that you can see that there are changes and improvements going on.
Yep.
It sounds a bit geeky, but actually record some notes about it, okay? Because by the time you get back to do another one in a month or two's time, your memories will have faded, okay? Make some notes. Okay, I did go out a bit too hard at the 3K mark, then I ran wanted to hurl my breakfast. Maybe I need to eat something different next time. The self-talk got pretty bad about the 4K mark. Those things, so you've got it. Next time, what am I going to do different?
And those are those non-time-based things to think about next time, or to just because the time will be recorded.
Yeah.
But you're right. Just some notes about how you felt. Just 2 or 3 key things that you can then next time, you're like, ah, yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then also revise your training zones. If this is relevant to you, if you're doing it to set your training zones, do go and revise those so that you are training to where your fitness is currently at.
Yeah. And certainly in the run time trial, you then use, well, they are zone-based, but it gives you an idea if you're doing, you know, 5 3-minute repeats at moderate hard, then this is this pace. Is,
yeah,
you are right. Between, I'm making it up now, 4:15 and 4:30.
Yeah.
Pace. So really important just so you know where you're at.
Yep.
You know, we're all about, I'm sure we're all, most of us are about trying to be a little bit faster, a little bit better. Not all of us. Some of us just are enthusiastic participants collecting all sorts of medals and being there, which is fantastic as well.
Totally legit.
But if you're looking to go faster,
yep.
be a bit quicker, then these really are a great way of measuring progress. How often would you do a runtime trial?
So we're going to do some kind, either a bike or a runtime trial, roughly once a month. So it'll be 2 months between your two runtime trials.
Yep.
Along those lines.
So yeah, just give it your best, and that the results will help you in all that training.
Yeah, and if you don't do them, imagine you don't do them because you think, oh yep, I'm doing all right, I'm going okay. But then you get to your event and it doesn't quite go to what you had originally hoped or planned it was. Well, you had the opportunities along the way to see that you're making progress and going the right direction.
And it's one of those boxes you can tick, and then I hope everybody is improving, and it just makes you feel good as well,
yeah,
because you're improving.
Yeah.
It's like, this is working. Not just the money I'm spending, but the time that I'm out there sweating bullets,
yep,
is just fantastic.
Yep, too right.
So, quick summary, you know, recognizing the benefits of doing time trials.
Yeah, they're not just for my entertainment to laugh at everyone doing them. They are for your benefit.
And we've tried to sell the benefit.
Yeah, big time.
It'll take some convincing, but yeah.
All right. So yeah, recognize the benefits, prepare for them, okay, so that you can get the best out of yourself. And then keep track of your results so that you can see what's happening over time.
Yeah. Now, they're one of those things you see in the schedule. Nobody's a big fan. There might be two or three crazies out there who just love time trials. but yeah, when they're there, get yourself ready, give it your best. And, you know, Gerard works the magic with the results so that your training is as specific as it can possibly be.
Yeah. And then, look, you'll get the benefits from doing them. You'll just learn so much about yourself, how you respond in those situations, and then you can use that as you're preparing for the real key races that we're all working towards.
Superb. I just cannot wait for the next time trial.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Love to hear it. We'll see if you get out of bed that day.
Yeah, fantastic. Till next time.
Thanks, Doug.
Cheers. Bye-bye.